This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.
What's up, everybody? Jack Maloney back with Friendly Bounce, Hardwood Paroxysm Basketball Network. We're here for our special season preview podcast, and tonight we're going to talk about the Phoenix Suns. My guy Taylor Smith is here with me tonight. Taylor, what's your sort of general thought on the Suns as they try to finally break through to the playoff picture?
It's kind of a random mix of talent. It's hard to really get an idea of what to make of it. They have the parts to play a super high pace like they do, like they always have, it seems, back to the D'Antoni days, but not sure they have enough to make the playoffs in the West. If they were in the East, though, I'd probably say they're like a surefire playoff team, but that doesn't really matter, I guess.
Yeah, that seems like there's a lot of teams in the West like that. So last year, they were 39-43, just missed the playoffs again. They were 10th in the West. They lost Marcus Morris. Brandon Wright is gone. But they brought in Tyson Chandler, Mirza Teletovic. Apparently John Luehr is on the team now. He was dunking on Boogie the other day. I didn't even know he was on the Suns, but he's definitely on the Suns. And then they drafted Devin Booker, who is a lights-out shooter. But I don't know how much he's actually going to play for them this year. So... yeah, like you said, it's kind of like a random, like, the Tyson Chandler thing, I don't know, like, I felt like that was a really weird signing. Like, it's like he doesn't really, like, I just have a hard time picturing him with the Suns. It doesn't really make sense, but, like, I don't, like, it's like, I don't see him as a Phoenix Suns guy. I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense at all, but.
I think it would have made sense for them, like, 3 years ago. During his peak, you know, time, right after the Mavs won the title and went to New York. But nowadays, they seem to be rebuilding, and they got Bledsoe, and they traded for Brandon Knight. They sacrificed a lot to get Brandon Knight. And they have Alex Len, who's shown signs of being pretty capable, possible two-way player. But I guess now he's stuck behind Tyson Chandler for another year, or four, or three. Everybody cares he's signed for, but I don't know. It is really random. They have a super young team and then one veteran leader, it seems, with Tyson. So,
it's almost
it seemed like that might have been... Go on.
It's like Bledsoe is like the vet, almost, in a way. Looking over their roster, I don't really see anyone who I think's played more than, besides Chandler and Bledsoe, like... And Bledsoe is, what, like 26? Like, that's a really young team. It is a weird fit for Chandler. I don't know. I guess he can be like a mentor for Len. I mean, he's a vet. He knows what's going on. He's won titles. He's been in different cities. It's a good person to learn from.
It happened on like the first day of free agency.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, oh, the Suns are going to be making all these coordinated moves now. They got their center for the time being. Maybe they're going to actually make moves and try and go for it now. But then they got John Luehr, Mirza Teletovic, Henry Sims is there, drafted Devin Booker.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of just kind of filling roster spots moves. It doesn't seem like they really try to improve the team a ton.
Yeah, I'm not even entirely sure who Henry Sims is.
He's been rotting on the Sixers for a couple of years. So.
Okay, well, there you go.
That explains
But yeah, it's like, you remember a few years ago when there was like the rumors that they're possibly like on the fringe of LeBron sweepstakes, and then like this year, it like seemed like they, I don't know how real it was, but like they were almost in on LaMarcus, like. They bought that huge banner, to unveil, in their downtown, and then the next day he signed with the Spurs.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, how it seems like they're always kind of, like, supposedly in and, like, pitching these free agents, but no one ever actually shows up except for Chandler, obviously. But yeah, now, like, if you get LaMarcus, I guess the Chandler deal makes more sense because you're trying to push yourself as a playoff team. It's like Chandler can help there, but now without getting Aldridge, it's kind of just a waste. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. It seemed like maybe the Aldridge thing, like I was saying, like, okay, now they're going to make a bunch of different moves and this will propel them and
right. It'll
be a selling point for the free agents, and then they didn't get anybody. But no. Even if they had gotten Aldridge, they would have signed a 33-year-old center and a 30-year-old power forward.
Right.
Neither of which really has three-point range. I'm sure it would have worked fine because Tyson worked next to Dirk, and Dirk was mostly a long mm-hmm. two-type guy when they were together, and it was great. But even then, like, even if they had gotten Aldridge, would they be any better than, like, seventh in the West?
No. But, like, they wouldn't have been better than last year's Blazers team. Like,
right.
It's, I don't know. It's tough, though, because what are you going to do if you're the Suns? You got Bledsoe, and you got Knight, and Markieff Morris, and you're good enough that you're going to fight for a playoff spot. Like, and there's like teams that are way worse than you in the West, and certainly teams in the East that are way worse. Like, you're not going to get a top 5 or 6 pick. I don't know what you're really supposed to do, because it's tough. Like, you can't just give up on Bledsoe. Like, he's so good. But he's also not good enough if you don't have, like, any other stars around him. So, I mean, it's a really tough spot to be in, I guess. I don't really know what they could have done better, but, yeah, it's a tough position to be in. Because they seemed a few years ago like they were, it was, like, 2 years ago, it's like, oh, the Suns, like, this was the year, like, they just missed, but, like, now they're on the right path, and now they've kind of just plateaued, it seems.
It seems like the Dragic thing last year really kind of torpedoed them.
Yeah.
Because he came out of nowhere and demanded a trade. Like, what? Goran Dragic is taking this hardline stance? He seems so friendly. And then he's putting a list together, like, he has to go to Miami or New York or wherever. And if they'd been able to keep him at least on a reasonable contract, then they might have had something going forward. I like Brandon Knight.
Yeah.
I think he's comparable in terms of potential and stuff, but they had to give up a pretty high lottery pick, I think, to get him. And
it seemed like
their plan kind of just got torn down.
That trade last year was so bizarre with Knight and MCW and
yeah,
I forget who else was even involved, but, like, I remember
Isaiah Thomas, right?
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas. And, like, no one really could figure out, like, who was going where for a few minutes. Like, it was just, like, all these guys, like, everyone's like, this trade happened, and, like, but they're just like, yeah, these guys are moving, and we don't really know where, but, like, it happened. Like, they're traded. But yeah, that was kind of a failed experiment, I guess, in the end, with all the point guards. But, I mean, you took a shot at it, and your team like Phoenix, who's not gonna get a superstar, as we've seen, like, you kind of got to take a chance and experiment with something like that, and it didn't work. But, I mean, it's better than just kind of running out the same old team that's going to finish in the middle of the pack in the West. Like,
mm-hmm. We heard stuff last year, I think it started, like, after the first couple of games, that Isaiah Thomas was unhappy with being a reserve and stuff, and how he thought he should be starting, and how he thought he should be getting more shots, and also how Eric Bledsoe didn't like that Isaiah Thomas was a ball-dominant guard. Goran Dragic was also there. It was a weird thing to begin with that they signed Thomas to, I think, like a 4-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of what they had already. I guess they were planning on Dragic maybe leaving, but then they traded Thomas at the same time they traded Dragic. And they got Knight back, So now they have a reasonable number of starting point guards. Bledsoe's not really a point guard, so I kind of like that he's probably going to be starting a shooting guard. But the rest of the roster looks weird. Like, we think of Markieff Morris as a stretchy type four, but he's not a very good three-point shooter. I think he shot 31% from three last year.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not what you want. No.
Yes, so I guess we should talk about Morris. At this point, he's going to start the season on the team. Like, they're not going to trade him. They've already started playing preseason games. I don't see him getting traded at this point, like, before the season starts. But do you think he finishes the year on the Suns?
No, it seemed really abrupt. So he's throwing this tantrum all summer about trading Marcus Morris and how he's wanting to get out of Phoenix, and then once training camp begins, he's suddenly like, yeah, this is where I want to be. Like, okay.
Really?
Where'd that come from? What changed?
Yeah, I don't think I believe you, Marquis.
No. He's totally just trying to put on a good face for training camp and come off a good teammate and stuff, but it seems pretty evident based on all the things he's done tweeting about how he doesn't want to be there, that he'll be dealt at some point. But the thing is, the Suns have no leverage. If they know a guy wants to be out, everyone else knows it. Keith is a pretty talented player, but he's also pretty limited at this point. And, if they can get him, if some team can get him on a bargain-type deal just to get him and see what he can do, then it makes sense. But the Suns aren't really going to be getting much in return unless he comes out and shows that he can actually be the stretch four that he's purported to be.
Yeah, I mean, he had, like, some really good games for them last year. I don't watch the Suns, all the time. I'm not exactly, like, an expert, but, I mean, he can play, like, he can score for sure. The shooting numbers is not great. And like you said, the Suns really are just going to have to kind of dump him in a way if they want to get rid of him. Because why if you're another team, are you going to give up, a first-round pick or, some talent in return when you've seen how he conducts himself when he's not happy? Like, that's not really someone you necessarily want to bring into the fold unless you're like a playoff team that's desperate, someone gets hurt and all of a sudden you just need someone to, say like Zach Randolph gets hurt. I mean, that's just off the top of my head. That doesn't really fit necessarily, but, someone like a small forward or a stretch four gets hurt and all of a sudden you're desperate for somebody, then maybe you just roll the dice on Markieff, but
yeah. It's kind of like a Ty Lawson situation where they're going to have to sell pretty low on him.
Yeah.
When they could have gotten something more substantial in return if they'd done it sooner. But I don't know, they're kind of in a bind with that, which is a whole new aspect of why this thing is such a weird roster. And I like Hornacek, and I think that, the history is there that shows that he's a pretty capable coach, but I just don't know. There's so many question marks, it seems. Like, TJ Warren, is he going to play?
Right.
PJ Tucker is still there. He's a decent player, but he's like a 6'5 power forward at the same time.
Yeah, it's... And then, Archie Goodwin has, been a prospect for 4 years or whatever. He's still just, hanging around. Is Booker going to get minutes? I think you'd want to give, Booker a chance to play, but, you also kind of want to see what Goodwin's doing. I don't know what they're going to do there. And, then they got Teletovic sitting on the bench who's, a very capable player. It's an odd bunch. I don't know how they're going to wind up, divvying out the minutes in some of those spots. But it's definitely a team, that's on, late at night. I'll try to check out sometime just for, Bledsoe and Brandon Knight and Alex Len are fun. But I don't think they have enough to get over that hump to get into the playoffs.
No, it seems like their best chance might have been a couple years ago when they won 49 games or whatever and yeah. still missed the playoffs.
Yeah, that was brutal.
The roster seems... I mean, not that anyone expected that roster to compete that year, because I think everyone thought they would be horrible.
But yeah, right.
The roster now looks pretty barren in terms of, you know, depth and stuff. I think Teletovic is good, like you were saying, and I think that if they were to deal Morris, then Teletovic is a pretty easy guy to slide in there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 30 already.
Right.
Not like he's the future of the power forward position for that either, so... I don't know. I could see them sneaking into the playoffs just because the kind of middle part of the West is really unclear.
Right.
And someone will probably rise up out of nowhere. Denver is a possibility,
mm-hmm.
like we talked about on that podcast. But I don't know.
Yeah,
the whole thing, the 2015 Phoenix Suns, I don't know. That's it.
That's a good place to end it. That's a wrap. I'm Jack. It's my guy, Taylor. Here's our boy, DJ Las Latino, playing us out. Peace.
This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.